It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, we've been talking a bunch of hunting with Larry Wysoon and everybody else. It's time to talk about winter catfishing with Mr. Stubby Stubblefield down here at Lake Fork. Now, Stubby's a good buddy of mine, but he also makes one of the best catfish baits that I know about. It's called Stubby's, and it smells good, and it catches fish. Stubby, are you standing by down there at Lake Fork, buddy?
Yes, sir, I am. Good morning to you.
Good morning, man. I had to brag on the Stubby's catfish bait a little bit, Stubby, because it does. It's got a pleasant smell to it. Like you and I have talked about when we were fishing together, the pleasant smell is a huge plus. But if a bait had to smell like Limburger cheese to catch fish, you and I both would still be using it. But it doesn't have to, does it?
Yes, we would. We'd use anything we could to catch catfish. Yep. Yeah, like I said, we talked about it a lot of times and stuff, and a lot of people. And I started this stuff about 11 years ago, and just mixed it, and it's taken about, well, actually, to the last 3 years is where I've got it down to where actually kids play with this stuff in the boat. They'll make
Play-Doh.
Stick me in and everything, you know, in the boat. The kids do.
Right, yeah.
And it's just got the good smell to it.
It works. You know,
yeah, it works.
Folks, I'm going to be fishing with Stubby here in a week or so. We're going to pick us a day when the sun's shining and the wind's not up too high, and we're going to catch some winter channel catfish. But this is something that you've been doing here lately, Stubby. Tell us about the bite down there at Lake Fork in the wintertime, and, you know, some tricks and tips that might help some people catch some of those good-eating cold-water catfish.
Okay. Well, this time of year, a lot of people, Luke, think they need to go really deep. But the catfish aren't really deep. Right now, we're catching them in about 22 feet of water on a ridge out there. And what happens is a creek that comes right. We always talk about creek on your show, about the catfish bait.
Yep.
And there's a creek that runs back behind that, which is 35 feet. And these channel chat will sit there and catch those shad. And I know what they're doing is some sand bass are eating those shad and knocking them, killing them things, and they're falling on them ridges, a little hump out there. And they'll sit there and catch them. And the bite in the winter is really, I mean, it's shockingly good. I mean, even this year, this time of year, we caught, I don't know, 25 to 35 the other day, just piddling around after we'd been crappie fishing. And the bite is good because they don't, like in the summer, they'll tick it a little bit. Well, now they'll just thump that rod and just bend that rod over. And it's the sensitive of the rods that does it, but they're going to eat it. I mean, this time of year, they'll eat stubbies for sure.
Exactly. And that's, folks, this is stuff that Stubby knows and that I've experienced too, you know, down at Lake Fork. I think a misstatement or something that's not always the truth that I'm kind of guilty of thinking in the past. You think about channel cat, you think about a warm, sunny day in May or June in the summer. But I fished enough in the wintertime, the dead of winter, like which we're in right now, with guys like you and on my own, you just think channel catfish are going to be lethargic. They're not going to bite. But that's just – I used to really believe that too, Stubby, but not the truth, is it?
No, it's sure not, Luke. They'll eat, and it's just like anything. They've got to eat in the winter. But they do slow down. But if you feed them like we do, and I feed them from clients and stuff – and we kept them, you know, we feed them all the time. We don't, sometimes we'll go 3 weeks to a month without not catching any of them. But I will feed them to keep them healthy. So when I
right.
do want to go
yep.
back by, they're there. But what I was also going to say, Luke, on my bait, in the winter, that water's really cold down there. And if you don't get a bite in it in 2 or 3 minutes, then I just reel it back up and then take my fingers and mash that bait and make it softer. And then send it back down. I apologize for not telling anybody that little trick. But anyway, I'll flood it down there and pull it back up, mash it in my fingers, and get it softer. Then I'll drop it back down. As soon as it gets down there, that smell is just so fresh, they just eat it.
That's a good trick. In other words, if it's all in a tight, consistency ball, let's say, you know, well, then it's not dispersing, and that when it hits that cold water, it will firm up. But then just making it more pliable a little bit will get the scent, help disperse the scent, and they'll pick up. Good tip, Stubby. Good tip.
Yes, sir. Yep. Yes, sir. I've been doing that for several years, and I tell people to buy the bait, but I really hadn't even announced it on your show, and I apologize for that. Trying to keep that to a secret to myself. Not really, but
I know.
It will make a big difference. I mean, it's a big difference because that water's so cold. This bait's firm anyway. And another thing is like we've talked about it, and you fished with me too, I do not use a weight with this bait because it is so firm and thick and bulky, and it will sink. And I use a spinning rod and just let it fall to the bottom. And what happens is, especially this time of year, it's thicker, water's thicker, it'll float slower and leave that scent all the way down, and you'll catch more fish definitely with no weight this time of year.
I guess that's something that we all need to think about when we're catfishing, is that their body is basically a nose. You know, they have all kind of sensories, you know, their skin and everything. They can smell. That's how they find their food, I know, one of the ways. So the more scent, I guess, in the water, especially in the cold water, I don't think the scent dissipates quite as quickly in the winter like this, you know, and it just makes sense. I've read that, and I do believe it, in cold water as it does in the summertime, right?
Yes, you're absolutely right. It's, like I said, that water's thicker down there, and it's a lot colder. But the catfish are, the thing is they're not like a, you know, bass, they're a little lethargic in the winter when you catch them. These catfish ain't. They're a hardy critter. You know, they can take that cold weather.
Stubby, what's better than a good skillet full of cast iron skillet or a Dutch kettle full of cooking oil and some fresh catfish fillets right out of the cold water in the winter? I mean, catfish are good all year round. There is something special about cooking them up. I've had them a lot, and you have too, at deer camp or what, you know,
yep.
Hog camp, whatever, where we camped out. I've never seen see people not really go absolutely nuts when that when those catfish fillets hit that hot grease, you know. It's what I'm getting at. Now's a great time to catch a cooler full of them and have you a fish fry, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And you can catch a lot of them this time of year, like I said. And the thing is they don't have near the yellow, what I call the yellow, fat in them, because they don't have it in the winters. But mm-hmm. And the meat's clear. And but I do, as you've seen me clean them, I cut all the red meat out of them and everything, and the yellow off of them.
Oh, yeah.
And they're really good. But, boy, this time of year, I clean, like I said, 25 the other day, and they had very little yellow in them. The meat was just like a, kind of like a blue cat.
You bet.
Where it's clear
you
this
bet.
Time of year.
You betcha. Well, Stubby,
good eating fish.
They are excellent any time of the year, especially right now. You know, I want to get you back here before long, and I know you're a rod builder, and it's you put your efforts into building some sensitive rods with backbone. Next time we're going to talk about, you know, building rods, and I know this is not something everybody would do, but in order to have a sensitive rod, somebody's got to have the knowledge to put them together. A lot to learn on that topic, I'm sure.
Yes, I was like I said, we've talked and stuff. It absolutely has amazed me where you can buy a rod at Bass Pro Shop or Walmart or whatever and catch fish, and you know, you can buy their cheaper and stuff. Mine are a little more expensive, but it's the sensitive of them things. They got a backbone just like you and I do, and if you bend over forward to pick something up, it doesn't hurt you. But there's no way you can take your back and bend it over backwards and pick something up from behind you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what a rod is, in the spine of the rod. If you get the right spine where it's bending forward and easier, it's so much more sensitive. It's unbelievable.
All about the spine. And that's a lot. I've got a lot to learn. I do know that a good quality rod for catfishing, and there again, there's different type rods, Tubby, you know, like for one sensitive for these 2 to 4 pound, 6 pound channel cat is probably not the one you'd use for drifting a Santee rig out for 60 pound blue cats, right?
No. You're absolutely right, Luke. These here, I build my rods. I don't build, as a matter of fact, I'm going to build some for a couple guys on Tuolumne. They've called about them. But I'm building these for channel cat, basically for channel mm-hmm. cat. And you can actually use them for crappie fishing if you want to. So they're going to be a double versatile rod.
Yeah.
But they're sensitive. I mean, when you come over, I'll tell you what, when you come over in a week or so, I'll let you use one of these things and you'll see the difference.
We'll put it to you. Well, Stubby, we're about out of time, buddy. How do people contact you the best way?
They can give me a call, Luke, at 817-366-5492. And I'm always willing to talk catfish.
And give some good information. Stubby, we'll get you back soon. How about it?
That'll be great. I'd appreciate it. Thank you all very much, and thank you, viewers, for listening.
Well, folks, that was Mr. Stubby Stubblefield talking catfishing down at Lake Fork. That rascal does know how to catch them, I guarantee you. You know, another tip, now, Stubby's concentrating on channel catfish down at Fork. Well, over at Tuolumne right now, the blue catfish bite is going strong. Now, David Hansen does a good job keeping us all tuned in on the big catfish, the blue catfish bite. Two different species entirely to fish for. In my opinion, it's hard to beat a good punch bait for catching channel catfish like Stubby uses. That's a bait that's balls up on a treble hook, and they can smell it, and the channel catfish go for it. Well, blue catfish, if you're after blues, it's awful hard to beat cut bait or fresh shad. Fresh shad can be tough to catch this time of year because they, you know, they disperse out into deeper water. The shad schools do, and but a good tip for you, if you want to go after the big blue catfish, you can use, you can go to a Hispanic grocery store. They sell different types of rough fish. You could use buffalo. You could use carp. Just make sure and be careful and don't ever buy hybrid stripers, you know, at these stores. I mean, you can buy them to eat them, but don't use them for bait. Hybrid striper is a game fish in Texas, and it's against the law to use them for bait. That's a pretty good tip for you. But buffalo fish, you know, carp, you can find them too. They're, and you can buy them, you know, whole, that are just gilled and gutted actually in these stores, and just fillet pieces of that off. And Hansen says in a pinch, he's even used chicken breast, you know, for these blues when they're on a real good bite. So that's a tip for you. I thought it might help you out a little bit if you happen to be targeting the blue catfish. Right now, though, I've got a trip planned with Stubby this coming week out at Lake Fork. I think we've got some pretty good weather, and I'm going to be out there dunking some of that punch bait with him. And I believe we'll have an article in the Greenville Herald Banner and about 39 other newspapers that run my column each week on the trip. And I'll try to, in that newspaper column, I'll make sure and include some nuts and bolts information that kind of some of the stuff that Stubby covered, but maybe in print form, and give you a little bit more detail on how to go about catching these channel catfish. Don't think the whitetail rut is done. Some of these late or these early-born does, doe fawns, are coming into estrus right now, and the bucks are be on the move. So I've killed some nice bucks during late season, and you can too, you know, if you get out, and chances are you're not going to see as many deer as you did during the peak of the rut, but it's a good chance to kill a big one. Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. Remember, you can listen to the archive of our shows at ketr.org. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, and Catfish Bubblegum.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.